work that James has been invited to do here is really to help us, using his professional expertise, to understand the different layers of decoration that we might have in a space, to help us understand what that means in relation to the history of use of a space, which we can tell from looking at the archives, and then look at the property holistically and find, in terms of our approach to redecoration, something that feels like a good fit for Noel, that feels right, and to make sure that we understand the significance of what we've got actually before we start changing anything. And it would be lovely for me to hear from James, when we come into a room, we're in Eddie's bedroom at the moment, what the process is that you start to go through just looking at the material evidence around us.
Well, I think when I came here, it was over 18 months ago, and I did my first bit of research in the tower. What I was really excited about in this room particularly is the survival of Eddie's paint on the joinery, the blue joinery. And it's extraordinary that it was painted in 1926, and it's still looking surprisingly good. I mean, it is dusty, it's not as crisp as it should be, but it's there, and it's great evidence. I haven't yet completed the research in here, so I'm not entirely certain on the walls, but just the fact that that bit of decorating has survived, and there's quite a lot of else as well in the tower as a whole that survived from Eddie's time, and it's really because the tower has had a sort of fairly patchy history since he left, since really the mid 20th century, and certain things have been redecorated, but bits have been left behind. It's been a bit piecemeal, but it's a great window onto his taste and what he's trying to do, and it was really pretty sophisticated. Certainly would have looked a bit, probably a bit brash compared to the taste at Noel at the time. It's rather fun.
And could you say, yesterday we were just looking at different techniques used in this space, and you described to me the stippling technique that was used to decorate the shelves.
The joinery, this blue joinery, has got a stipple finish, as Emma was saying, and it was quite fashionable in the 20s. I mean, it grew out of an attempt to use lead paint in a very even way. So it would be gently stippled to soften the paintbrush marks and even out the colour. But in the 20s, it sort of took on a life of its own, and it was sort of used as a finish in its own right, and the paint was slightly thinned down and deliberately placed over a slightly paler undercoat, so it sort of gave the colour a bit more of a glow. It's been rather the memory, I suppose, of stippling and these sort of paint effects has been slightly tarnished by a revival in the 80s. Paint Magic was the book that did the reviving, and it started a whole trend for rather more showy paint finishes. But this is really nice, and it's really subtle, and as I say, the blue now that we've got still has got this lovely glow to it. That's really good.